سيد الأشعار ومعارف بالله حضرت أقدس حضرت معنا شاه حكيم محمد أقدس صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is منقبة الصحابة رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. سيادي دام پوشيدا جمال حق كتاباني صحابہ کے دنوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی وہ سلطان جہات قلب میں تفقر پنہانی مقام عبدیت کے ساتھ تھی ان کی جہابانی وہ سلطان جہات قلب میں تفقر پنہانی مقام عبدیت کے ساتھ تھی ان کی جہابانی خدا دیدہ نظر کو چونکہ دیکھا تا صحابہ نے وہ ایمان آج کیسے پاس کے گا کوئی ربانی خدا دیدہ نظر کو چونکہ دیکھا تا صحابہ نے وہ ایمان آج کیسے پاس کے گا کوئی ربانی تجلی گاہ جو جاتی اسی روح منور سے تجلی گاہ جو جاتی اسی روح منور سے ہر ایک مؤمن کو ہوتی تھی عطا معراج روحانی تجلی گاہ جو جاتی اسی روح منور سے ہر ایک مؤمن کو ہوتی تھی عطا معراج روحانی مبارک ان کی آنکھوں کو کہ جن آنکھوں نے دیکھے تھے نبی کے چہرے انور پہ جلوہ ربانی مبارک ان کی آنکھوں کو کہ جن آنکھوں نے دیکھے تھے مبارک ان کی آنکھوں کو کہ جن آنکھوں نے دیکھے تھے نبی کے چہرے انور پہ جلوہ ہے ربانی سیادیدہ میں پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی جنہوں نے مال و زر بھی آبرو بھی جان بھی دے دی کوئی جانے گا کیا ان کا مقام کیف احسانی جنہوں نے مال و زر بھی آبرو بھی جان بھی دے دی کوئی جانے گا کیا ان کا مقام کیف احسانی ہمیشہ ہر صحابی رائے سنت کا تشیدائی
وہ دیوانے تھے لیکن خاک پاتی ان کی فرزانی. ہمیشہ ہر صحابی راہ سنت کا تشیدائی. وہ دیوانے تھے لیکن خاک پاتی ان کی فرزانی. یہ کیسا معجزہ تھا دوست تو شان رسالت کا. شکر بینوں کو بخشے جس نے آداب جہابانی. یہ کیسا معجزہ تھا دوست تو شان رسالت کا. شکر بینوں کو بخشے جس نے آداب جہابانی. خدا ان سے راضی اور وہ رب سے ہوئے راضی. شہادت اس حقیقت پر ہے خود آیات قرآنی. خدا ان سے راضی اور وہ رب سے ہوئے راضی. خدا ان سے راضی اور وہ رب سے ہوئے راضی. شہادت اس حقیقت پر ہے خود آیات قرآنی. بلا غیر صحابی پاس کے گا مرتبہ ان کا. کہ منسوس ان پر رحمت حق فضل رحمانی. بلا غیر صحابی پاس کے گا مرتبہ ان کا. کہ منسوس ان پر رحمت حق فضل رحمانی. صحابہ کی محبت کو بھی ہم ایمان سمجھتے ہیں. کہ ان کے دم سے امت کو ملی تعلیم قرآنی. صحابہ کی محبت کو بھی ہم ایمان سمجھتے ہیں. صحابہ کی محبت کو بھی ہم ایمان سمجھتے ہیں. کہ ان کے دم سے امت کو ملی تعلیم قرآنی. صحابہ کی حیات با وفا تاریخ ایمان ہے. جو خطر دے رہی ہے رات دن پیغام ایمانی. صحابہ کی حیات با وفا تاریخ ایمان ہے. جو خطر دے رہی ہے رات دن پیغام ایمانی. سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی. صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. اس بیوٹیفل بیان اب آنڈ بلیلہ شیخ عارف اللہ روم وقت تبرائی زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اکثر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. حضرت اس ٹیچنگ از دا ریالٹی آف ایمان کین نیور بی اچیو وداؤٹ دا لو آف صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم ہو گیو دیئر بلڈ ٹو پٹ دا فاؤنڈیشن آف اسلام. اینڈ ٹوڈے وی انجوائے دس بیوٹیفل دین آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. دیٹ واٹ ایفرٹ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میڈ upon such great personalities, that they were lost in the doldrums of tyranny and oppression. And with the effort of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his fikr, Allah Ta'ala says those same personalities which the world thought they won't rule over them, they all ruled over the world
because they became the slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today also, if you want to become the true honorable servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is impossible to reach there without the love of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. And that we can only get with the love of our elders, our mashayikh, and then we have to go up the ladder. But sadly today we are living in a time which people want to act as the champions of Islam, but they have hatred for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. So such people, there's no question of iman. There's no question, and they are worse. Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna al-munafiqina fi dharki al-asfali min nar." That such people, they act like Muslims, but in reality they are the worst hypocrites on the face of the earth. A non-Muslim, you can make out, is a non-Muslim. But a person who wants to act like a champion of Islam and is fighting for Islam, in the meantime, they have got hatred for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Kareem the criteria of iman. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, aminu kama amana an-nas. That if we want to check our iman, we have to check it on the basis of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat explained so beautifully here, Siyadida me poshida jamali haqqi tabani Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ki diloku jisne baksha noore yazdani. Hazrat explained, in the darkness when the world was totally in dark, that Allah Ta'ala says, Zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd. There were layers of darkness. People didn't know reality of what is insaniyat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the noor of the iman in the heart of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum by the effort of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And Allah Ta'ala blessed them with such iman that nobody can compare to their iman. That person who came in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a moment and with an open heart, and he brought iman, that person, the whole after that, all the awliya of the ummah will never able to reach the iman of the lowest ranking sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Allah Ta'ala give us complete perfect love for sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Then only we'll able to have love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then only we'll able to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what personalities they became. O sultane jahate qalbne ta pafakri pirhani. Allah Ta'ala then made them that they started ruling the world. When the kuffar couldn't understand that these people who are suffering poverty, etc., and they are going through difficulty in the battle of Hunain, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, like today we say the whole world is engulfed the Muslims. That time, Nabi, who could go through a more difficult period than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum? But they stood firm. And today, Islam shines out because of their sacrifices. So Allah Ta'ala made them that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hit the rock and he said, we'll conquer Rome, we'll conquer Persia. And the munafiqeen were making a joke. And not even in a short while, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he made it clear that Allah gave us this honor and this victory, not because of our wealth. Inna kunna azalla qawmun fa'azana Allah bil Islam. That we were the most degraded nation. Allah gave us honor by Islam. And till today, he says, if you want to look for honor and dignity in any other way of life besides the Islam that was shown by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we'll never get honor and dignity. We'll get disgrace. And sadly, myself, I have to look at my life and the life of the ummah. We are crying. But the way out is turn back to the lifestyle of Sahaba, which is the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. That when Allah made them kings, they didn't have an iota of the love of this dunya in their heart. And they were kings, but they lived like ordinary paupers. And thus they learn from the slavery of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maqami abdiyat ke saath hi unki jaan bahani. That they were that humble slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they were the kings of the world. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu used to cry. And he says that when I was a young boy, my father used to give me 2 smacks. I couldn't look after sheep. And today I'm ruling over 2.25 million miles of the Muslim world. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize the only way to get honor and dignity in this world, and most important in the year after, and if the Muslim ummah want to come back onto the life of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, and the Khilafat has to be established, which we should be making dua. But together with that dua, we have to make an effort following the lifestyle of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, which is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat has explained very beautiful points here. We'll just mention few. Khuda deeda nazar ko, chuke deka ta sahaba ne, wo ima aaj kaise pa sakega koi rabbani. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they got iman directly from the noor and the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they could virtually visualize, and their Allah ta'ala was present in their heart all the time. And like Sahaba Rajnam used to say, if we have to see Jannat and Jahannam today, it won't increase our iman. Because the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an effort, that iman penetrated their heart. And from this we can understand, we can talk about iman, we can read about iman. But iman only comes from heart to heart. And we have to sit in the company of the man of Allah ta'ala with an open heart, then iman will penetrate our heart. So he says, Hazrat says here, where can we dream of that type of iman? But still Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave glad tidings to this time of the ummah, that my brothers will come, they will die to have one to see me. Then Sahaba was shocked, are we not your brothers? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you all are my companions. My brothers will come who didn't see me. They want to spend all their wealth if they could see me. And if they remain firm on my sunnah and they practice, they'll get the sawab of 50. Then they asked Sahaba, Nabi Sahaba asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 50 of who? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, 50 of Sahaba radiallahu. So this is what we, myself, Allah give us tawfiq, and that is what our Hazrat teaches us, that we have to come onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Mubarak unki aankon ko, jin aankon ne dekhe the, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke chehre anwar par, jalwai hai rabbani, that how blessed are those eyes who directly saw that beautiful countenance of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was filled with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just one glance at the beautiful countenance, and just sitting in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even sahaba that were blind, but they came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 1 minute, and their hearts were open, and iman penetrated their heart, where they reached. In a split moment, in 1 moment, they were in the direction of Jahannam. In the next minute, they far beyond we can imagine. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that we have to come back onto this lifestyle. Then only Allah Ta'ala will give honor to the ummah again. Ye kaisa mu'jiza tha dosto shaan-e risalat ka, shutarbano ko bakhshe jisne azaab-e jaanbani. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, look at the miracle that Allah Ta'ala granted Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's effort of nabuwat among those people which you think it is impossible that that nation could be changed. But in a few years, Allah Ta'ala showed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's effort and concern and worry for the ummah and crying for the ummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought about rijal, such men, that la tulihim tijara wala bayun an zikrillah. Even they used to do big business, but not for a second their mind was unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time they knew we're going to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar, they were people like shepherds, ordinary people, but they became rulers of the world. And when they became rulers of the world, the gold and silver that came to the Baitul Mal, they kicked the crowns of the Roman and Persians like football. It had no value for them. They knew value was only iman. Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize, bala ghayre sahabi pa sakega martaba, unka ke hai mansoos, un par rahmati haq fazli rahmani. That it is impossible that anybody after Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala can reach the iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made such honorable favors upon them, that Allah ta'ala gave them the title which the jannatis will get the best title after all the ni'mat of jannat. And then Allah ta'ala will ask, O people of jannat, do you all want anything more? They said, Allah, what more can we ask for? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce the greatest ni'mat, that today I will be happy with you and pleased with you and never ever be unhappy with you anymore. And this title Sahaba got in this world already. Quran Sharif testifies, who are these people? Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. That Allah, they were happy with Allah. Allah Ta'ala was happy with them. So this is the path we have to tread, and we have to be very careful. Don't have friends suffer such people who pretend to be Muslims, but they hate Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sahaba ki hayati ba wafa, tariq imani, jo akhtar de rahi hai raat din peghami imani. Hazrat explains that Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab, and then our Shaykh, our Mashaykh, Hazrat is saying that if you look at the history of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, their lives were totally loyal and obedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They gave their wealth, they gave their health, they gave everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is saying that this is the message that we are giving day and night to myself and all of us, that the ummah, we have to turn back onto the lifestyle of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Then only the ummah will get honor and respect once again. Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Reading from the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, the Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh, chapter number 13, Zikrullah, remembering Allah Ta'ala in abundance. The Quran and Majid and the Ahadith are filled with commands to remember Allah Ta'ala constantly and in abundance. The thawab and significance of Zikrullah are indeed great. Zikrullah is not difficult. It is indeed a most simple duty. One who is neglectful of such an important yet simple and most rewarding practice is most unfortunate. Indifference to zikrullah is an invitation to calamity upon oneself. Zikr has been absolutely simplified. It is free from conditions and restrictions. Time, number, wudu, place, etc. have not been made necessary conditions for zikr. There is therefore no difficulty in making zikr. There is absolutely no valid excuse for refraining from engagement in constant zikr. For making zikr, it is not necessary to have a tasbih in hand. The use of a tasbih is permissible. One may therefore use it to facilitate the remembrance of the number of times one chooses to recite a particular form of zikr. A tasbih is also beneficial for inculcating in one the habit of constant zikr. For this purpose, the use of a tasbih is therefore best. Some people who are not in the habit of making zikr constantly feel that by keeping a tasbih in hand at most times, one will develop riyah, since people will regard the holder of the tasbih as a pious person. This thought prevents them from keeping a tasbih at hand. The result of this attitude is that they do not develop the habit of zikr. It should be realized that riyah is an internal condition. If one's niyat is to attract people's attention and to display piety, then only will the question of riyah arise. Riyah is not what others think of one. One should not indulge unnecessarily in such suspicions, such thoughts, which are merely traps of shaitan to divert one from constant zikr. Shaitan also endeavors to deceive the believer and divert him from constant zikr by whispering into him that zikr merely with the tongue when the heart is engrossed in worldly affairs is useless. No benefit, the only thing with the tongue is not the heart. Know that this is a trap of shaitan to divert one from the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. As long as one's niyat at the commencement of the zikr was to obtain sawab and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, one will continue to acquire these benefits, even if the heart does not accompany the tongue in a zikr. However, during one's free time, when making special zikr, endeavor to control the attention of one's heart so as to concentrate on the zikr. Do not indulge in futility, useless activities, for this diverts the heart from the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Some ayat and the hadith will now be mentioned with regards to zikrullah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, "Remember me, and I will as a favor remember you." Praising those who constantly engage in zikr, the Quran Kareem says, "They are those people who remember Allah Ta'ala while standing, sitting and lying down. These are the people of intelligence." Another ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, "Remember, that is, make zikr of your Rabb in your heart, that is silent zikr, with humility and fear, and make zikr in a voice which is less than loudness." That is, a person mustn't be shouting and screaming but in the morning and evening, and be not amongst the indifferent ones, ghafilin, the unmindful. Zikr should be made at all times. This is clear from the command in the ayat to make zikr morning and evening, which means the whole day. Zikr should also preferably be made silently. The zikr may also be made audibly, but not shouting and screaming. This is stated in the term less than jahar, less than very loud. There is no merit in making zikr by means of shouting. However, if some sheikh of the tasawuf, who is steadfast on the sunnah, devises loud zikr for his murid as some remedy for spiritual conditions, then such loud zikr will be permissible. But one should remember not to disturb the peace and sleep of others by one's loud zikr. Disturbing others is sinful. In another ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, the people whom Allah directs towards Himself are those who have iman and whose hearts find rest and comfort in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Verily, in that zikr of Allah do hearts find peace. Zikr creates and strengthens the special bond between man and his creator. As a result of this divine bond, the heart becomes enwrapped in peace and tranquility. Another ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah mentions, those who narrate the glory of Allah Ta'ala in the masajid are such men, Rijal, which as Maulana mentioned now, who are not diverted by commerce and trade from the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, from establishing regular salat, and from paying zakat. They are such men who fear a day when the heart and eyes of men will be upturned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, verily the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. The many other ayat and hadith, inshallah, we will continue.